Good morning, dear Arovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 13th of November, and cloudy morning here in Auroville with a soft drizzle on 26 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect cloudy with a brief thunderstorm this afternoon, and over the night cloudy with a shower in the area late. Chance on precipitation on 65% and chance on thunderstorm on 60%. Temperatures ranging from low 24 to high 29 with heat index on 31 degrees Celsius. Winds from northwest at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 22%. Today, Monday 13 at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, the Resident Assembly Service encourages us to participate in a general meeting to discuss Youthlink's Hive and the Pump House, developing system for the harmonious growth of the city. Note from the facilitator, because they ask us to help them to make meeting more effective, to send them questions or any query we have for the Hive project, the Pump House residents, or for the TDC. And they will try to answer those questions today during the general meeting. Resident Assembly Service also informs us on entry board members for our feedback, and they gently remind us that the feedback period for the new entry board nominees will run until Saturday, 18th of November. And they invite us to Saturday, November 18th, at between 9:30 a.m. to noon at the Tibetan Pavilion. They invite all mentors and potential mentors to update on the new entry. The Aspiration Team on behalf of the Auroville Council and the Working Committee encourage us to participate in an information-sharing meeting. This session will be offered to mentors and all those who might be interested to contribute to mentor newcomers. The main focus of this session will be an update of the changes to the new entry process and their impacts on newcomers and mentors. On Thursday, 16th of November, Adi Shakti invites us for the start of the season to a concert, We Got It Coming, with Lyle Arad and Jave Robital, who would be offering solo songs, duo songs, some folk covers of Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, June Carter. And on Saturday, 18th of November at 8 p.m. at Pitanga Cultural Center, concert, tributes to Latin America, with Jivatman Susan on vocals, on guitars Rolf and Jivatman, on percussion Suresh, and they're offering a variety of songs from Latin America. And Paulette informs us on Bus on Darshan Day on November 17 and November 24th. For those using the Auroville bus to have Darshan in Mother's Room on November 17, Martian Mahasamadhi Day, and Sri Aurobindo's Room on November 24th, Sri Aurobindo City Day, the bus will leave from Matre Mandir at 9 a.m. via the ordinary road and return from Pondi at 12 a.m. No tokens are required, but note that this Sire bus is reserved for Aurovillians and newcomers going for Darshan. All others will have to use the ordinary Auroville bus as per daily schedule. From Road Service came information on new paved road stretch. They will start the new stretch of paved road between the roundabout and kindergarten from the 13th of November, which is today. The old road will be reopened temporarily for duration of the work, and they are sorry for the inconveniences. Meenakshi, Jonathan and the team of Ilangaka School, they are happy to announce that they are publishing Vassal Entrance, a new magazine in English about Tamil art, culture, language, society in Auroville. Their Vassal intends to do following things. First, to enjoy, showcase Tamil literature, music and art in a way that is accessible to everyone. Second, to meet, to introduce senior Tamil Aurovillians workers to the community at large. Third, think, introduce important ideas and ritual along with all open offer to participate. Fourth, to speak, act as a friendly first step into the Tamil language for those who are frustrated by the language inability and wish to learn to enjoy themselves in this beautiful language. Fifth, to integrate, in light of Mother's words that Tamil culture is an essential part of the integral yoga of Auroville, to bring the Tamil and non-Tamil parts of Auroville closer together. They invite all readers to download the first issue on the URL address, which you can find in our text, and they welcome contributors to Ozal, and they have many existing materials that they would like to share with the community. They are also asking you to send your thoughts, ideas, and feedback to tamil@oracle.org. Next 3 days there will be an action in a forest. And if you ever wonder what it is to be involved in forest work, that is a good opportunity to try it firsthand. That second phase, you will see fencing newly purchased land and planting trees and shrubs. And I started this morning at 8:30 a.m. until lunch, and in the afternoon between 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. So today, tomorrow, and after tomorrow. You meet every morning at Minati Gate, nearby youth center. But for those who cannot come but they would still like to support, financial service account is 252598. For more information, you can call Island on 7598103616. At Center the Art Citadine, on Wednesday, 15th of November at 4 p.m., they will inaugurate exhibition Matter Matters. That is a ceramic exhibition by Naushin Bari. Exhibition will be on display until 28th of November. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen The Mother, Glimpses of Her Life and Four Aspects. Within the eye-opening movies series on Wednesday at Unity Pavilion Tomorrowland, and within Cinema Paradiso this week Apocalypse series. They're starting today at 8 p.m. Apocalypse episode 1 and 2, and that was made in France in 2009 and directed by Daniel Costel, Isabella Clarke, Jean-Louis Goulard, Henri Tonnet, and narration by Matthew Kasowitz. And those episodes are documentaries. So today, first part, Aggression, The Rise of Nazism and Campaign of Poland, Phony War, a second one, Crushing Defeat, 1939 to 1940, Fall of Dunkirk and Campaign of France, Tomorrow Shock, The Desert War and Invasion of Yugoslavia, Battle of Greece and Battle of Crete, Fourth World Ablaze, 1941 to 1942, Pearl Harbor, Midway, Guadalcanal, then on Wednesday, 5th and 6th, The Great Landings, The News, 1942 to 1943, and 6th Inferno, 1944, with Liberation of France, Invasion of Germany, Surrender of Germany, and Atomic Bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "All depends on what you want. If you want yoga, take all that happens as the expression of the Divine Grace, leading you towards your goal, and try to understand the lesson that circumstances give." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oracleradio.org.